Hello there, God wide audio. Excuse me. Caitlin McCunt here. And I'm gonna be talking kind of softly because I am in my car. It is currently 10:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Christmas Eve. It's gonna sound awful, but I've already kind of had my family quality time limit. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just go drive around for a little bit, go to the gas station, get something to drink, kill some time, listen to some audios. And this has just not turned out well for me. There's one gas station open in this entire town because it's a tiny ass town. So I go to the gas station, go in, and of course, 10:45, well, I don't know, went in there a while ago, but 10 o'clock on Christmas Eve, of course you're gonna run into people you know in a small town. And lo and behold, I ran into this guy. He is slash was my childhood best friend's brother best friend. So I hope I didn't make that confusing. And he looks so good. Oh my personally, I've never had a huge thing for really slender guys, but I don't know, he's probably like 6 foot-ish, 6'1" maybe. Really thin. Obviously, I don't know what he looks like naked or anything, but I imagine his cock is quite delicious. Of course, I may have been exaggerating how unhorny I am. Thank you, Mr. Vindicator 1988. I'll admit, I'm a little more horny than I care to admit. Thanks a whole fucking lot there. But we had some small talk, and I'm really considering looking him up online later, adding him, and be like, hey! If I wasn't so damn shy and nervous, I would have slipped him my number, but he remembered me. He talked to me first. But drove around. I'm like, I don't want to go inside. So I've just been sitting here listening to audios. Stumbled upon this delicious sounding man. Oh, he has like a British accent. Oh, he's so delicious. Oh my gosh, I love accents so much. Ugh. So I've just been listening to him and other audios, and it's obviously Christmas Eve, so it's winter time in the Midwest, and it's cold, but I'm sitting out in my car. Nipples are hard as fucking rocks, not because it's cold, I can guarantee you that. I have the window cracked a little bit so I don't totally fog up the car. But since Vindicator 1988 posted an edging recording, I thought it would probably be my turn. And what better time than the present, right? Oh, fuck, I'm so wet. Oh, my clit is so hard. Oh. Making those super wet noises. Shit. There's a car coming in, but I don't care at this point. I just want to rub my pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. So that didn't take long to edge. Oh, God. So, in case you guys haven't realized, Vindicator 1988 and I are doing a competition to see who can edge and not come first, which he is going to come first because he hasn't come for weeks and weeks. And I'm in cahoots with quite a few other women actually, to make him come first. And I already know how much he wants to come. How much he needs to come. We've been sending him foot pictures and gifts and all kinds of wonderful presents. So, if you would be so nice as to send him things to make him come, I would appreciate it so much. And I will totally make it up to you. Because when he does finally come, and I'm able to come, I will record my orgasm. And I will guarantee you that it will be so hard and intense, and I already know I'm gonna squirt. And I'm multi-orgasmic, so I'm just gonna be one big, huge ball of orgasm. Oh, oh, I wish I could just have a hard cock in my tight little pussy right now. Oh, fuck yeah. Stop touching my pussy. I'll go to my nipples. They're really nice and hard. Oh, I can love pulling on my nipples. And I think that might be a cop van pulling up. So I'm just gonna set the phone down and zip my pants up real quick until they pass. Because I would prefer not to get busted for this. So I'm just going to. Vape. And the car has passed. As much as I have a cop fantasy about getting pulled over and, oh, please, officer, what do I need to do to not get a ticket? I'm pretty sure masturbating in public, especially Christmas Eve, might get me in jail. Plus, if I do fuck the cop, I'm gonna have an orgasm and I don't wanna lose this damn competition. And there's another car. Oh gosh, this street is never this busy. Of course, they must smell my pussy and how much I need to get fucked. Come to think of it, I think I still have quite a few booty calls in this town. Of course, pretty much everyone that I fucked in this town was awful. Oh my gosh. Ugh. Just awful sex. Awful, awful, awful. There was this one guy that I fucked from a town over, and literally that's all we did. We fucked in some very interesting places. He wasn't attractive, but his dick was nice and delicious. Plus, he loved the way I sucked cock because I suck cock amazingly. Not just saying that, I have people that will that will stick up to that comments. And back down my pants. See, this is one of the advantages of never wearing any panties. If you get horny, you can just stick your hand down your pants, and I can play with my wet pussy and play with my rock hard clit, swirl my finger around it in circles, and I don't know if you could hear that, but that was how wet my pussy is. Oh, it feels so good to have something inside my tiny little pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh. Still haven't came yet, BTW. And with that, I think I'm gonna wrap up my edging session. My pussy is still so wet. Oh, fuck. So, if you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Kwanzaa, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, Happy whatever you celebrate. And another car, yay! But I hope you enjoy our little competition. And if you want to join in, you're more than welcome to. And thank you so much for listening to me torture myself. I'll talk to you later, I'm sure.